This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Current death toll from the coronavirus is now exceeding 500. The last 3 days of the death toll represent the entire, one half of the entire total amount of deaths so far in the U.S. There's been a lot of comparisons to the flu. The flu, if you take an average this time of year, kills about 130 people a day. So with 565 being the case, we now have numbers that vastly exceed the flu and enough data to suggest that all the concerns about overwhelming the healthcare system were very real, which was the big worry, which is why we had to bend the curve. Okay, the experts were correct on that, which informed the government reaction to this. So given that data that we now know, and President Trump used this yesterday, he said, and over the weekend, 2.2 million people would have died if we weren't doing what we're doing. So the numbers I just gave you, 565 deaths in the U.S. yesterday, 3-day total, just in 3 days, over half the entire coronavirus casualty count, mortality rate or whatever. That's with mitigation is the word I use because there's so many different ways to talk. But, you know, personal distancing and social distancing and some states with shelter in place, all those things. You know, life as you know it upside down. We did all those, and we still have these numbers. So given that that current daily death toll is now what it is, was the government's reaction to coronavirus appropriate? Was it about right? Was it not enough? Did we wait too long? You know, most politicians now that want to try and find some way to gain politically out of this. They're very good about saying, well, we shouldn't have done. Why didn't we listen to Wheels? Mind you, none of them were saying it. And there were even some critical of President Trump who said, I'm shutting the border. Nobody told him to shut the border. He said, I don't like this. I don't like what's happening. I'm shutting the border. I have the tweet. I think I might frame it by Chuck Schumer, talking about how, you know, xenophobic and racist and, you know, horrible Trump was for doing that. And then the Yahoo is 2 weeks later saying, well, should have done more. Just ignore those people. They're the lowest of the low. They have no, I mean, literally, people that get arrested for, you know, trafficking and child pornography and all that just disgusting stuff you hear about, they're right there with them. They're right there. People that steal from the elderly or abuse the elderly, right there. You can't be any lower. You take a public health crisis and try to gain politically from it. But my question is, do we get it right? Do we not do enough? Or are we doing too much? Are we still of the opinion that the cure is going to be worse than the virus? That's a poll question we have for you today. Now, you can answer that. Before I tell you how to answer it, I'll tell you that however many people you have in your family, that's how many MyPillows I'm going to give you. If you are the lucky winner, which is just going to be a random draw of everybody that weighs in on this, and then we'll publish the results. I don't want us to waste any more energy because I think the answer is very obvious, folks. And if you're concerned about what's going to be left when we do get back to normal, work on that. I heard a story yesterday about realtors that are closing for homes curbside. Curbside closures now. The owners stay in the car. The realtor just delivers the things back and forth. Sign it on the way, you know, away you go. Maybe that's a better way to do it. Going into an office building and being about and around a bunch. I don't know. I tend to think we're all going to forget this a year after it happened. Probably not forget the economic fallout from it, but forget the, you know, the different measures we've taken and go back. I hope we keep a few because this is obviously keeping people healthier. If we hadn't done what we've done here, 2.2 million people would have died from this thing. If something like the Spanish flu. But I really want to know. I really want to know. Which one of those three camps you fall into? Okay, now, how to answer. And we'll pick one out of the hat. The whole family will get My Pillows. Okay, the whole family. Probably can't deliver them for a while, but yeah, I guess, you know, we'll figure out a way. We can leave them on the step and run, and then you can come out of the house and get
them. There you
go. You know, something like that.
Ding dong pillow ditch.
Right, a little pillow ditch. We'll do the pillow ditch at your house.
Ding dong pillow ditch.
I need a road trip anyway, Todd, don't you?
I just made that up.
Poor Todd has been chained to the station, for crying out loud. I think we'll all take a little road trip.
Ding dong pillow ditch.
Kevin, that's Todd, Daniel, and I will do the ding dong pillow ditch and drop them off at your home. Isn't that beautiful?
Love it.
Okay, now, we have a lot of guests today, a lot of good information going to come your way in the next 2 hours. So I'm not going to be able to take as many of these as I'd like to on the phone. So you can get in while you can get in. 701-258-0550. But if you text me, and you need to text me today, just because it's too hard to juggle two phones and the contest and see who wins. So just one text number for this. If you mess up and send it to Todd, he'll forward it to me. But try to text it to here. 701-367-2054. Now wait, there's more. Yes, you have to give me the answer. And the answer is, I support what we're doing. The government got it right, okay? We didn't do enough. Or we did too much. There'll be too much damage here. Now, I want you, when you send this in, to include a picture. You got to have a picture to be in the contest. Anybody can weigh in, and we'll gladly take your information for our survey. But take a picture of something that describes sort of the coronavirus day that you're living day in and day out. Maybe it's just plain old distance. Not the cab of a tractor. Maybe it's your pickup with nobody else in it. I don't know. I just want to see what you're doing on your coronavirus kind of day. Maybe it's not any different, but for a lot of people, I think it is. For me, it'd be long hair because I haven't got to the barber. You know what I'm saying?
Need a little help with that, do you? I'm here for you, buddy.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. I'll look like Dennis the Menace by the time you're done. Anyway, guest coming up on the program today, Mike Lindell. He was at the White House yesterday. Commerce Commissioner Michelle Comer on, here's part of the fix. Here's part of the way forward. What is available to North Dakota businesses as part of the effort to build back from this? Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with all the latest that the state is dealing with in the COVID-19 update. And then we'll talk with the infectious disease doc, Dr. Mateo. I want to talk about the modeling a little bit and the lessons learned and, you know, what models we can trust and what we can't. And he's a Sanford Health infectious disease physician, so he'll be coming up on the program today, too. Okay? So, one, two, or three is an easy way to do this, and a photo. One is got it right, two not enough, three too much in the way of measures from coronavirus. Todd's going to post a poll question here in just a little while. Jay and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Well, I think we did definitely enough. I probably would have went a hair further. I wish Trump would have closed the border about 2 weeks earlier and gave everybody who was overseas about 2 weeks to get home and said, if you can't make it after that, sorry, but it is what it is. I hate to be abrupt about it, but this is going to be a bad thing. It already is.
So, should have done even a little more, especially on travel bans and U.S. citizens traveling abroad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with calling them back early and saying, it's an extreme situation. You want to come home? Get now.
All right, we're going to put you down in the not enough camp, Jay. Okay? Not enough camp. Appreciate that. You'll be in our survey. You can't be in the contest unless you text. Or you can put it up on Facebook with the poll question, whatever's easiest. Text number 701-367-2054. 1, 2, or 3, and a photo. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohrer, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My head. I couldn't keep the memory.
your mind. 11 new confirmed cases in North Dakota Monday, bringing the total to 109 now, topping the 100 mark for the first time. Three of them in Cass County, total of 23. Big story, two new fatalities, now three. More than 3,900 who have been tested in the state. One death in Minnesota, bringing that to total to 10. 73 new confirmed cases, now 576 in all. Across the U.S., a couple of unfortunate milestones yesterday. 3,000 fatalities. Now 3,173, more deaths than any other day, with 565 yesterday. Over 500 the last 3 days, more than half the deaths so far in our country have hit in the last 3 days. Which is why life as we know it is not something we can think about again for some time. But we see a lot of what makes America great, and one example of that is in our friend Mike Lindell, who yesterday got up and had a few words to say after this introduction by a rather famous fella.
A friend of mine, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Boy, do you sell those pillows. That's unbelievable what you do. David Taylor of Procter & Gamble and Greg Hayes of United Technologies Corporation. And I just want to tell all of you that America is very grateful to you and what you've done. Amazing job you've done, and we thank you very much. I'd like you to come up and say a couple of words, if you might, about your companies. Mike, come on up. Come on up, fellas, please.
Come on up. Mike Lindell was first, and now he's on our newsmaker line. What a day, huh?
Yeah, Scott, it was amazing. I'll tell you. Are you there?
I am, yeah. You got to walk me through your day.
Yeah, it was... I got to the White House, and I actually thought I was just doing a round table and reading a thing I wrote in the round table. And then they go, the vice president says to me, I was in the afternoon, he says, no, you guys might be talking out there. So I was jotting stuff down on the back of my page that we had to have kind of pre-approved. And here I got out there. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's very controversial out there. I turned to the president after that. I said, well, I'm going to go off the cuff now. Is that okay? He said, sure.
Yeah, now let me pick up that point right there. Listen to this, folks. Yesterday, Rose Garden, White House, Mike Lindell to the president of the United States.
Now I wrote something off the cuff. I wrote something off if I can read this. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
I can hear the emotion in your voice there, Mike. That's a pretty extraordinary statement. Awesome. Great job.
Yeah, thanks. And then afterwards, the president brought me in. I had never been in the Oval Office, and he said, Mike, you ever been in here? I go, no. And went in there. We met for over almost 25 minutes privately.
Wow.
So that, you know, that was just, it was just surreal for me. And talk, you know, he likes to hear about what, you know, what people are, what's going on out there. He's a big concern, you know, when do we get people back to work versus what he's been told that these many lives are being saved. So it's he's taken in so much and he's going to have making some decisions daily. It's just one after another. And the governors are all doing a good job too, that, you know, taking things, but just at some point there's got to be, you know, I told him, I said, we were talking about, I said, the businesses that are open, I said, like my pillow, we made it so safe for our employees. We have a security at the door. They have to all use a sanitizer, get a mask on, and then we have everything, all the machines spread apart, and we can let them go on break, you know, anytime they want by themselves. And other businesses, and I'm sorry, but you got other businesses out there like your Walmarts, and I'm sorry, these guys should have security at the door and make the guys, you know, use your hand sanitizer there, sanitize your cart, wipe it off, and put a mask on. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, you can't be business as usual at all these grocery stores and stuff if they're not going to at least, you know, make people put a hand sanitizer on at the door. Come on.
How is his overall, demeanor, just given everything that you say, like it's getting thrown at him? I mean, is it your sense that he is just made for the moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think he's up for the challenge. He loves the challenge. He loves to win. And he's, you know, he was asking me a lot of things, you know, and I said, you know, Mr. President, I said, I have friends of mine that are way on the left, and they said, I had one that doesn't, you know, doesn't like you very much. And he, and I said, here's a text from him. And it said, Mike, you know, I'm not a big President Trump fan, but God bless him. He is doing, he's doing a champion of a job. And he said, I think he's growing on me. And these are the things I'm hearing right now that people, this is uniting as a country. Take politics out of it. I'm so happy we have a president there that takes politics out of everything and just does the right thing. He takes in great information, but he's getting it, you know, he's getting so much information. Well, this will be this, this economy will do this if we don't get to back to work now. And he looked at the guy in there and he says, I'm worried about people's lives. That's, he said that in his speech too. I'm worrying about lives. That's number one concern here, you know, and you gotta respect that he's just such a pragmatic president.
Yeah, and I think the numbers are bearing out that what he did was the right thing. The question, I guess, is how long and how you. My hope is that we get this antibody thing going, so you can find out who's had it, didn't even know they had it, and then they're, you know, they can make all the pillows they want. You know, they can talk on the radio all they want. You know, because they're not, you know, going to get anybody else sick, but. That's probably just going to take some time, isn't it? Just to get all this.
Right. And, you know, I told him too, I said, you know, I'm hearing things like a friend of mine called me from Oklahoma. He's got this big House of David church. Well, they're not considered an essential business to be open. And, but yet, you know, there's an auto parts store where everybody's crammed in there like there's nothing going wrong. And, you know, he could have people, I mean, praying in our faith is very important too. And I said, you know, these people that are open, they need to be following, you know, set examples for when we do go back, and what, so people feel safe. And once we have, like you say, different things to test people, I know they got the, like when I went into the White House, they had those little laser guns. They just take your temperature right there. And, but, you know, having those, having masks, having different things in place, you know, right at the door of these places that are open would be great to have, so we get some, you know, just to have some confidence when we do start getting whatever that normalcy is in the future, whatever that's going to be. It's all going to be different now. I mean, we went through the different things, 9/11. When we came out of 9/11, everything was different. It was safer. It was, you know, some good will come out. God makes all things for good.
Yes, absolutely. You know what else is more important than ever? A good night's sleep, because you know it affects everything about you. So your products are going to be needed more than ever, and can't wait for the factory to crank back up. I know you're coming back tomorrow. We're going to do part two of the interview and talk a little bit about some of the great things we have for folks right now while we're wading through this challenging time. But I wanted to talk with you after the big day at the White House. Thanks and great
job. Thanks, Scott.
Take care.
Our
friend is one of the best. If you don't want to buy a pillow from that guy, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm telling you what. More after this. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new and somber prediction from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. It's estimating more than 80,000 Americans could die from the virus by August. The number of virus cases in the U.S. reaching over 164,000 as of last night. Earlier yesterday, the death toll had surpassed 3,000 in the U.S. House Democrats are working on another bill, this one to focus on rebuilding after the national effects of the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying,
I hope that in this next bill that we will be able to address the concerns of our state and local governments. That is absolutely essential. We need to do more by way of our appropriations, by way of our tax code, and by way of policy, and also by way of the Fed.
She spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Oh, goodness. How old today?
65 years old, for crying out loud. Angus Young from AC/DC.
The AC/DC guy is 65.
Guitar player, one of them, yeah.
Do you know how old that makes me feel?
I know, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, I have some good news. Chatted with Mike Lindell during the break, and he is going to join us again tomorrow for part two of that conversation. He just had a crazy day today. He said, I told him what we were doing for the poll, and he said, well, don't just do pillows. Do Giza Dream Sheets and MyPillow towels.
Nice.
So that means that the prize for the winner we select that sends us a photo of how you're weathering coronavirus, whatever you're doing. I mean, that could be in a hospital bed. I hope not. Or it could be just, you know, having social distancing with a bunch of cows that mean no threat to you. Whatever it is, just some folks have sent in pics saying, hey, it's business as usual. The whole family will get MyPillows, MyPillow towels, and MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Okay, now the number to fax in the photo is 701-367-2054. The question is, given the numbers, the stats, where we are at today with coronavirus, do you believe the government's response to this has been just about right, not enough, or too much? Not hearing a lot of that talk anymore about the cure being worse than the disease. And that's okay. I mean, it's good to press and ask questions. But anyway, so that's one, two, or three. One is, hey, they got it about right. Two is not enough. I'm sorry. Yeah. Two is not enough, or three is too far. Okay?
Did you see yesterday's winning meme that I put in our chat room deal there?
I haven't.
Yesterday's winning meme.
I kind of hate memes on the radio because you can't
It's just typing. It says, we need ventilators. People are dying. Quick, let's fund the Kennedy Center.
That one works on the radio.
I like that one.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, if text the photo in, 701-367-2054, and Todd has a Facebook poll up, too. Right? We'll put that on the K-Fire and the AM1100, the flag, Facebook pages. It's on Todd's page. Soon it'll be on mine. And you can play along that way as well. Okay? All right. All right. Very good. We have Michelle Comer here from the Department of Commerce. We're going to talk about small business help in the middle of this. Small businesses need it. So if you have any questions on that front, lay it on us. Clint at Bismarck's been waiting a while. I want to get you in here, Clint, with a comment before we go to Michelle, however. What's on your mind?
Hey, way to go, Mike Lindell. That's just awesome. That's so reminiscent of World War II. That's how America prevails and gets things done, that we retool or change our run in our plant to help this effort. That's just really neat. And you know how a plant in Minnesota is able to produce and make things with beautiful, wonderful North Dakota electricity? And we wouldn't have North Dakota electricity without coal. And I would like to just verbally spank Lloyd Omdahl in witness to everything that's going on, that he would put an article like he did in the Bismarck Tribune a week ago talking about how coal needs to just go away. And thank you to our coal industry for all you do. I love all electricity. I'm an all-in guy when it comes to energy in North Dakota. But let's not forget about coal. We wouldn't be where we're at. They wanted to do away with coal 25 years ago. Lloyd Omdahl said it'll be gone in 25 years. I think it'll be just on a new horizon in 25 years. Coal isn't going anywhere. Thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you, Clint. I'm with you not only in Lloyd Omdahl being wrong, as so many Democrats have been, about baseload energy, affordable, reliable energy, but I'm also with you in the fact that it's horrible timing given what's going out there and the considerations that are there. I will tell you, I've heard some promising things about some efforts underway related to the Coal Creek Station. And about the only thing standing in the way of those positive things happening right now is the McLean County Commission. So if you know a McLean County Commissioner, you might want to talk to him and tell him, you know, that the economy is going to be in a little bit of tough shape coming out of this. Might not be the time that we decide who we want to do business in our county or not and snub our nose at $2, $3 billion of potential investment. So memo to McLean County Commissioners, you are going to cost your county a lot of money. If you keep going the route you're going, you better have an emergency meeting and fix things, or it's going to get pretty ugly. That's all I'm saying, okay? Just thought I'd put that 2 cents in. And somebody said, how do we reward Mike Lindell for all his good work? Well, I think if Mike were here, he would tell you, just take advantage of the great products they have. And if you don't have them, pick some up. And if you do, tell others about them. Because I reward companies that do great things like this. And those new MyPillow towels are fantastic. They have some of their best bargains ever. Like, everything is buy one, get one. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials tab. Okay? Radio Listeners tab. At MyPillow.com. Then use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Okay. Without any further ado, Michelle Comer is here from the Department of Commerce. If you have a small business and you are wondering what is available to you, there is a one-stop shop that Michelle is going to tell us about. Her. You can call us today at 258-0550-701-258-0550 or 271-1100. Michelle, thanks for waiting. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So I want to start with the big picture. If I'm a business that has had my world turned upside down from this crisis, I've had to shut down. My employees are scattered. I don't know how much business I'm going to have when I come back. Where should I begin?
Well, super. Yes. So at the state of North Dakota, the team, and when I say team, I mean a broad team. Every agency that connects with employers in some way have banded together to form what we're calling the Economic Resiliency Task Force. And this was several weeks ago where we started working together to say, we got to have an answer to that question. We need to have it fast and preferably faster than every other state. So a couple weeks ago, we launched a website for employer resources relating to COVID-19. And so if you go to ndresponse.gov and you click the button that says COVID-19 and then employers and businesses, you're going to get to a page that covers financial resources, tax questions, labor questions, insurance questions, safety questions. And that's where we're putting all the information and resources available that relate to COVID-19. So that's the first place I'd look. Now, of course, there is a lot of information available on the internet. Over the weekend, I was doing what a lot of other attorneys and accountants and tax professionals were doing, which is reading 880 pages of the CARES Act and trying to figure out how it applies to North Dakota. And even over the weekend, from Friday to Monday, there have been a lot of resources that have been developed and posted online. I would urge people to exercise caution because this is brand new information and there is still a lot to be interpreted. There are rules to be written. So be careful where you're getting your information, but know that the information that's posted where I just described at ndresponse.gov under the businesses and employers button is accurate and it's updated a number of times per day. With everything changing, of course, things can change, but they will change there too. So that's where I would look. Also, you know, as we're all learning together, certainly a business's accountant or banker or financial advisor would be another great source of information.
What is most encouraging to you in the way of things people will find in the way of programs between the state of North Dakota and the federal government? What do you think has the most promise to take your average small business back up off the mat?
You bet. It's a combination of things, Scott. So there are benefits through the CARES Act to individuals, and then there are benefits through the CARES Act to employers. And it's the combination of those benefits that are going to help us kind of ride through this pandemic and help us into the future recover. So I can cover a few of those things, starting with the benefits to employers. So there was a $349 billion economic stimulus package dedicated to a couple of programs that employers can utilize to get them through the situation they're in. And what I'm learning in listening to different employers every single day, different businesses, and listening through our local and regional economic development professionals and partners, and, you know, again, listening to businesses themselves, is that not every situation is the same. Therefore, not every path forward is the same. What I mean by that is you may be a business who, through executive order, your revenue went to zero. You may be a business who is still functioning but at a much decreased revenue rate. And so your path forward depends on what your situation is. But let me just walk a little bit through some of these options that are available. So first of all, we've got the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And I find that the acronym is a little bit ironic because it's EIDL, and EIDL is the last thing we're being right now. We're being very active. But the Economic Injury Disaster Loan is a loan through the Small Business Administration, and it includes a feature that is a $10,000 emergency advance. And that's what a lot of small businesses need right now, is the immediate cash infusion. And I'll talk a little bit about the process and some of the kind of the surge capacity that's being observed right now. But first, I'm just going to walk through the features. So that one includes a $10,000 emergency advance. You apply online directly at sba.gov, where you'll find more information about that loan. And it can be used to pay for business expenses that can't be paid due to COVID, like payroll, accounts payable, equipment and machinery purchases, real estate payments, and many other things. Basically, it's working capital. The loan is up to the amount of $2 million per business, up to a 30-year term, no personal guarantee, low interest rate. So really favorable terms as far as loans go for the small business. Now, I did mention that, you know, in a time like this, when there's so many people in the same situation and so much volume, the SBA website did have a little difficulty handling that over the last couple of weeks. And as of yesterday, when is the last time I looked, that was back up online. It had been taken down for maintenance for a few days. It's back up online, and it appears that the process is working. So one thing I'd love to hear about through you and through your listeners is if there have been any experiences with that to report whether the process is moving through, as we hope that it is. But
And by the way, we have, Michelle, heard a little bit of feedback on that from people who said it was, well, number one, that they required an inordinate amount of information. And then second of all, how horribly slow it was. So it sounds like at least one part of that has been fixed. Now, I found myself shocked that a federal program was a pain in the rear to apply for. But at least you're telling us which ones are worth the time to maneuver through. Hang tight. More coming up. Any questions or comments, welcome for Michelle Comer, Department of Commerce, on What's On Your Mind after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
List. I got to see Billy Joel one more time, and he's touring, I believe, later this year. Am I right?
Yeah, I think the COVID thing postponed what he was doing too. But yeah, he was out. I'll check.
Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, great song. Can't help but tap your toe to that one, folks. This is What's on Your Mind. Next hour, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford of North Dakota for the very latest on the COVID-19 response. Also, we'll talk with Sanford infectious disease physician Dr. Mateo. Any questions you have about the particulars of the disease? I want to ask a little bit about the modeling and just sort of how they inform that, because, you know, I'm not a big fan of modeling,
only because I think you can pretty much manipulate it any way you want. We've seen that with climate change stuff. But, you know, obviously, if you take any data you can get with that. So I'm going to ask about that, but you can ask about anything you want. Like, you know, how long after I touch a doorknob with coronavirus on my hand, is it whatever, you know? So that'll be coming up here a little later on in the program. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And I've been heartened to know that that some folks have said, look, I'm going to be healthier after this. I'm just going to be healthier after this. I need a sauna. They're literally selling saunas as fast as they can restock them, and the factory in Minnesota got shut down now, so they're flying out the door. And I think it's partly because people found out the coronavirus dies at 135 degrees. A sauna is 150 degrees. And I have zero idea of the scientific value of that or the who runs those tests or anything, but you know what? I like that idea. Good. I'm going to go on something that kills the virus. You bet. Same with a sauna. Just, you know, relax and all the health benefits that come with it, even without that. So Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and online virtually. They can give you a virtual tour of all of their products. So you just call them, and simple as that. So check out the website, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and then tell them Scott sent you. All right, more with Michelle Comer from the North Dakota Department of Commerce. You go ahead and pick up where you left off there on and I hope folks are listening. I mean, when you're sitting here saying, what's happening, to my business, $10,000 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but boy, it can give you some breathing room, right? It's an emergency advance. It's now. And you talk about the ability to get up to a $2 million loan. You might not want more loans. I get it. But it'll get you back on your feet, figure things out, restructure all you need. And then there's also some grant programs that I'm sure Michelle's going to tell us about, too. So anyway, you pick up from there. Great stuff.
You bet. So we talked about the economic injury disaster loan through the SBA. And before I go on to the next one, I do want to say that on Thursday, we are hosting a conference call at 11 o'clock for businesses and employers. That's profit, nonprofit, sole proprietors, independent contractors. Everybody's welcome. You register at ndchamber.com. We're partnering with the Greater North Dakota Commerce Department. And that's where we're going to be doing a deeper dive on all of these things. If you're not able to join us, we do, of course, have line capacity, then that presentation and call will be recorded along with resources available on the same website I spoke of earlier, ndresponse.gov, on the Businesses and Employer tab. So we'll go on to the next piece of the CARES Act that directly benefits employers. It's called the Paycheck Protection Program. And I won't say that again. I'm just going to say PPP because I can't say that really fast. The PPP is exactly for helping small businesses preserve their workforce to help keep people on payroll. That's why it's called the Paycheck Protection Act. So it is for small businesses. It is delivered through a qualified lender, which is different from the economic injury disaster loan where you go straight to the SBA.gov website. And this is a newer part of the stimulus package. Secretary Mnuchin announced last Friday that he thought that more information would be available Monday, yesterday. I haven't seen that yet, but last week he was hopeful that we would be able to begin lending through our local banks, lenders, and financial systems as early as this Friday. But, that remains to be seen. But in any event, this is what it's for. It is completely guaranteed by the federal government, just like the economic injury disaster loan. It may be used for things like payroll, group health care benefits, sick, family, medical leave, insurance premiums, employee salaries, commissions, or other employee compensation, interest on mortgages, rent, utilities, interest on debt that's incurred before the loan period. And again, this is relating to COVID-19. Now, this is the one that some people are referring to as a grant. It is a loan, but it is forgivable upon meeting certain conditions. And I'm really simplifying this, but the condition is basically that you have the same number of employees on June 30th as you did prior to the pandemic and that your payroll has not decreased by more than 25%. And if those conditions are met, and again, I am generalizing, but generally if those conditions are met, then that loan is forgivable. And I should add, the maximum amount of that loan is 2.5 times your monthly payroll from 2019. Of course, there are some other versions of that and some exceptions to that, but that's generally the amount of the loan, 2.5 times average monthly payroll from 2019. And it is up to that amount that can be forgiven. So and the maximum amount of that loan is $10 million. So the max there, $10 million versus $2 million on economic injury disaster loan.
One thing I want to inject here, if you've got an employer that says we'll have to lay you off, we don't have a choice, and they're less than 500 employees, ask them if they know about this Paycheck Protection Act, because some don't. Some are just busy. They don't know. The idea is to keep your workforce in place. In other words, you don't need unemployment insurance. You don't need anything else, because you would be continued to be employed by your employer, and that employer gets the benefit of keeping you. So make sure you ask them about it. Paycheck Protection Act. You're right. PPP. Now, ndresponse.gov is one website you need for more of this information. And the other one Michelle mentioned for more of this, Thursday, 11 a.m., ndchamber.com, ndchamber.com. We'll have Michelle back. Thanks, Michelle.
Liberty
Appreciate
Chamber
you.
Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.